direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2016. Brought to you by Hims. Go make it happen with Go Vision, the new transportable video magnifier with optical character recognition and the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, or videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Hims. Lifestyle innovation. Now, here's Chancey Fleet.
Hi, I'm back with Jeff Baser, sales manager for Dolphin Computer Access. And we are going to chat a little bit now about Supernova, which is Dolphin's software solution for Windows. So what's going on with Supernova?
Hey, Chancey. Thank you. Well, Supernova is, as you said, Dolphin's software solution for screen reading and magnification both, actually, which is really exciting. And it does run on Windows, of course. So what's nice about this is we have really four flavors, all the way from Supernova Magnifier, you know, strictly the magnifier, magnifier with speech, and then we have a screen reader, Dolphin screen reader, and then we have Supernova screen reader and screen magnifier. So you can get this in any flavor that you need, or if you want the full screen reader and screen magnifier, we have that option as well. So we like to say that all visual impairments are covered with us. And we're on version 15 now. And some of the things that we have that kind of differentiate us from some of the others out there, that's what I wanted to kind of mention to you first, is first of all, we have OCR that's built in, and we don't charge anything additional for that. So if you have a scanner that you can connect to your any PC computer, you can then utilize that for scanning and reading any hard copy material. So anything from, you know, your bills that you're getting in the mail to brochures or, you know, any kind of material that you need to scan.
What about on-screen content? Can you OCR that?
You can. So we have that option as well. So when you run across a PDF on the internet that needs some OCR done on it, you'll have an option that Supernova gives you to run the OCR on that PDF file. And as you know, sometimes it works beautifully and other times it doesn't always work so well. But we will at least give it a shot and do the best we can. We have a really nice touchscreen user interface as well. We've introduced this in version 14, so it's been out for a couple of years now. We've gotten a lot of good user feedback on that. What's nice about it is all the gestures that we've got were designed to use with one hand. So we don't have different modes of operation for our touchscreen at all. It just works like expected. So, people really like it. We've got a nice high contrast on-screen keyboard as well that you can use if you want to. The nice thing about this is even when the magnification is fairly high, none of the keys are off the screen. So they've designed this in such a way where it looks very nice and is easy to use.
Oh, so when you're using magnification, you don't need to chase down the rest of the on-screen keyboard by panning.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's all right there.
So with those gestures, are those gestures primarily centered around the low vision experience, or are there also gestures for controlling screen reading?
So right now it's all around the low vision experience, totally. That's where we've started. We're looking at screen reading. We haven't gotten to that point yet. We have we've started out in the low vision space because we know that touch screens are pretty important there, and we wanted to try to perfect what we had there and then possibly move into screen reading at after that. But right now it's still all keyboard based there.
Can you jump in and customize gestures or keyboard commands with
Oh, absolutely. All our keyboard commands are customizable. They can be moved from with any key that you want. Our modifier key is the caps lock key by default, but you can change that if you want to. So yeah, it's fully customizable under the hood.
Is that true of gestures as well?
Not as much, but you can customize some of those as well.
All right. Can I reclaim any of them as a screen reader user?
Any of the gestures?
Yeah.
I wish you could.
I wish I could also.
I think this will be a little further down the road, but that's coming.
Okay, something to look forward to. Yeah. So your market share is really different in the UK than it is here, right?
Yeah, we're very popular in the UK and lots of countries in all over Europe. We're in over 40 countries, actually, with our products and growing all the time. Well, one of the things that's also done really well for us, and actually, we're all over the world with these as well, are the content providers that we've got in our Dolphin Bookshelf. So we talked about that in our guide podcast, that we did a little while ago, but it's also here in Supernova as well, as we've rolled this out all across our product line of Dolphin. So you can access all of NLS Bard. You can log into NFB Newsline as well as Bookshare and others from Supernova as well. So you don't have to, use Internet Explorer to browse the web and go to the websites of these providers. You can do it through our Dolphin Bookshelf that we've included in Supernova too. So what's nice about that is you can download a book to your computer. Depending on what service it is, you can read it there on your computer, or if you would rather transfer it off to a more portable device like a HIMSS Blaze unit, for example, we can do that right from Supernova as well. So we've made it really customizable as far as the reading experience goes, whether you want to read on the computer or, move off to something else.
Okay.
One more thing that we're doing too is we're offering a free license for students if they're using it in the classroom. And by the way, I've got to tell you something very exciting about that as well. But if they are using it in the classroom, like the school's purchased it, we'll give them a license to use at home at no additional charge too. So we want to make sure that they're covered, both at school and at home. Because one thing we've heard a lot of times from folks is, I can't afford this at my house. Mm-hmm. Well, if they'll try it at school, we'll cover them at home. And one of the things we've just introduced earlier this year is the ability to connect to the interactive whiteboards in the classroom environment. So we can bring the image of the board directly now to the student's laptop, tablet, whatever it is they're using. That's proven to be very successful because now, they don't need to worry about where they're sitting in the classroom necessarily anymore. If we can bring the image to the PC, then that's great. And they can capture that image and save text for later if they want to. We can OCR, the image that they're seeing. So if there's text that they want to save for later, we can do things like that too. So it's pretty nice what we're doing there. In addition to that, we've got a USB camera that you can plug in to your computer and use it like you would a portable magnifier.
Okay.
So all of the magnification features that we've got in Supernova can be utilized with the camera as well. So if a student wanted a split screen maybe of the camera on half and then the interactive whiteboard image on the other half, that's kind of was our thought process behind that.
Do a dual monitor thing if you're an office worker or you have that space?
Absolutely. So yeah, we've supported multiple monitors for, quite a long time now, 4 or 5 years. So sure, if you were working with multiple monitors, you can absolutely do that.
Okay. Any last things that you want us to know about Supernova?
Well, I'll tell you the biggest thing, Chansey, is we just want people to try it. We want to make sure that they're looking at it and seeing if it's going to fit their needs. And to do that, we allow you to download it for 30 days. So you can try it out, and if you think it's working for you, then let us know, and we'll be happy to work with you if you need even a little longer on that as well. So the biggest, best way to get that is to go to yourdolphin.com. That's our website, yourdolphin.com. Then you can select the version of Supernova you want. Remember, we talked about that earlier with the magnifier or the magnifier and speech, the screen reader or the full magnifier and screen reader. Just download it. Install it, and you've got 30 days of uninterrupted use there, just like you bought the program. And then if you decide this is something you want, we can give you an unlock code, and that's it. The program you downloaded and installed is the one you now own.
Okay. Can we talk about cost?
Sure. So we start at $395 for the magnifier, $595 for the magnifier and speech, $795 for the screen reader, and $1,195 for the screen reader and screen magnifier, all in one.
And the camera?
The camera is something you would purchase separately, but there is one that we really like and recommend, and that's very inexpensive. You can get it on Amazon for $99. It's the Ziggy Cam, Ziggi. And the reason we like that camera a lot is because it's got a very nice base that it comes with. So this is not something you're going to tip over by mistake if you aren't watching what you're doing. It's It's got a really nice base on it, and also the arm is really nice as well. This is 360 degrees to be able to move this to where you need. So it's a great little camera and very inexpensive, but it works very well for what we're trying to do.
Excellent. And that camera does hook into and enable OCR, right?
Yes, exactly. So you could OCR the image from the board or from the camera. That's right.
Okay, very good. So how many conventions have you actually been to?
Oh, well, let's see. I've been in the AT industry for 15 years. I just can't believe it's been that long already. But and I think I've come every year. I don't think I've missed one.
Wow. So is this number 16 for you?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, this is number 16 for me. Great.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, so look at that.
So looking around and living in this technology world, what do you think will be different in another 16 years? When you come to convention, what will you see that if we're looking into the future right now, we would find surprising or wildly different?
In 16 years, I think it'll be a completely different landscape. We'll probably all be driving little self-driving vehicles around here trying to figure out where we're going. Maybe. I mean, if it's true, what everybody's saying. You know what I think may happen, Chansey, in a lot less time than that, maybe another 3 to 4 years, we all have this problem if we're totally blind and even low vision. When we're walking around this hotel here and the exhibit hall specifically and trying to find the table we want, the booth we want, even after we've read the great documentation that's put out to help us, you know, learn about how the exhibit hall is set up and that kind of thing, still, when you get in there and everybody's in there, mm-hmm. it's tough to find your way. It's tough to find the table you want exactly. And I would be willing to bet that in just a few years, we're going to have a sensor on our phone. Maybe it'll be our phone itself that we can use, or some type of very little inexpensive device that will be able to communicate with another type of sensor that each one of these booths will have, so that rather than having to go up and ask every time which table we're at, as we're walking by, we'll know exactly where we are. And I really think that's coming soon.
I would really look forward to that. And I think even those of us with 20/20 vision, with that density of places and that density of people between you and the sign, it becomes kind of an equal opportunity problem. So I certainly hope you're right about that.
I mean, we're hearing more about indoor navigation all the time, and we've pretty much got it mastered for outside, you know, driving and walking around and that kind of thing, or as good as it's going to get. And so now we got to focus on inside.
Yeah. Forward and inward.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of number 16.
Thanks, Chansey, you too. And thank you for giving me some time to talk with you guys on Blind Bargains. Appreciate it.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.